Michael J. Adler, the U.S. ambassador to South Sudan, says the high-energy biscuits will enable WFP to respond to humanitarian emergency as the conflict in Sudan continues to drive thousands of refugees into South Sudan.
The commodities we're receiving today constitute just a fraction of the additional resources the U.S. government is providing in South Sudan alone to help refugees and returnees fleeing the conflict in Sudan. Our total assistance thus far is over $30 million, which in itself is but a fraction of the around $1 billion of assistance we provide to help people in South Sudan.
As the conflict in Sudan enters 100 days, WFP says it continues to receive nearly 2,000 returnees and refugees entering South Sudan daily. Mary Ellen McGroty, the WFP country director in South Sudan, says so far 190,000 refugees and returnees have entered South Sudan, adding that a majority of the people seeking safety are returning South Sudanese. She says South Sudan faces other underlying challenges, including recent flooding and food insecurity, which have worsened the situation.
Because it is a country where 9.4 million people are in some need of some form of humanitarian assistance, and over 7.4 million people in what we classify as severe food insecurity, really driven by the combined shocks of the conflict that still continues in South Sudan, the climate change that the many communities across South Sudan, whether it be the floods of 4 years, unprecedented flooding, the drought that they're also seeing as they abut the Horn of Africa, and all that coming together and really making things extremely difficult for the people of South Sudan.
McGroty says the biscuit will help WFP in responding to the needs of new arrivals at the border points.
As we said, the people coming back, the South Sudanese that are returning, they're a population on the move. They're coming in at places like Renk and Awil, and they need to get onwards home. So the biscuits are really going to help us give them a little bit of support on that journey home as we try to roll out food and nutrition assistance both at the border and in their places of return.
The 40.5 metric tons of high-energy biscuit will be distributed to some 45,000 South Sudanese returnees and refugees fleeing the conflict in Sudan. The USAID and WFP did not provide a specific dollar value for this in-kind contribution of high-energy biscuits. The contribution is part of the $11.5 million allocated by the United States to WFP in South Sudan for food, nutrition assistance, and support to logistics services. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.